And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 21st of May, 2016. 1881, on this day, Clara Barton founded the American Red Cross. She was a shy young woman with a stutter. She began teaching 1839, age of 18, overcame her shyness. And early on, Clara Barton said, "I may sometimes be willing to teach for nothing, but if paid at all, I shall never do a man's work for less than a man's pay." Took a job in 1854 at the U.S. Patent Office in Washington, worked hard, and indeed, within a year, was making a salary equal to that of the men in the office. By 1861, war was breaking out, and when the Battle of Bull Run took place not so far from Washington, a major defeat for the Union, Clara Barton read reports of the battle and realized that the Army had not seriously considered or provided for wounded soldiers, so she began to ride along in ambulances. And afterward, after the war, traveling to Geneva, she learned about the International Red Cross and founded the American Red Cross on this day in 1881. It's the birthday of Alexander Pope, London, 1688. Catholic family, and there was a wave of anti-Catholic sentiment in England at the time, so he was not allowed to attend public school. His aunt taught him to read, a priest taught him Latin and Greek, and he fell in love with the works of Homer when he was only 8. He developed tuberculosis, which affected his bones and stunted his growth. He was a hunchback, about 4'6" tall. Not many of his poems are read today, but he's very often quoted. It was Alexander Pope who said, "To err is human, to forgive divine, and fools rush in where angels fear to tread." Pope said, "A little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep or taste not the Pyrian spring." And it was Alexander Pope who said, "Be not the first by whom the new are tried, nor yet the last to lay the old aside." Here's a poem by Gary Snyder. "In that year, 1914, we lived on the farm, and the relatives lived with us, a banner year for wild blackberries. Dad was crazy about wild blackberries. No berries like that now. You know, Kitsap County was logged before the turn of the century. It was easiest of all, close to water, virgin timber. When I was a kid, walking about in the stump land, wherever you go, a skid road, puncheon, all overgrown, we went up one like that, fighting our way through to its end near the top of a hill. For some reason, wild blackberries grew best there. We took off one morning, right after milking, rode the horses to a valley we'd been to once before, hunting berries, and hitched the horses. About a quarter mile up the old road, we found the full ripe of berry time, and with only 2 pails. So we went back home, got Mother and Ruth, and filled lots of pails. Mother sent letters to all the relatives in Seattle, Effie, Aunt Lucy, Bill Moore, Forrest, Edna, 6 or 8. They all came out to the farm, and we didn't take pails then. We took copper clothes boilers, wash tubs, buckets, and all went picking. We were canning for 3 days." A poem by Gary Snyder from his Myths and Texts, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyright, patents, and independent attorney consultation. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.